Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program. It's our pre-4th of July program here on Lyric Lumber Live. Hope you're having a great weekend, and for some of you, maybe it's extended through tomorrow. We got calls coming in right now. We're going to talk about a lot of different things here on the program. 253-5959-590 from AT&T. 1-877-777-0590, also via email at lyricloverlive@gmail.com. As I mentioned last week, 4th of July, my favorite holiday. Is there something about this particular holiday that brings back a lot of fond memories of me when I grew up as a kid in Western Kentucky? We'd go to a local park, and it would basically be just like a celebration festival all day long. I'd play baseball game and tennis and go swimming and basketball into the evening, and then we'd gather around with my family on a blanket and overlook Vastwood Park and lake and watch fireworks. At the time, they would promote that it's one of the largest fireworks in the state at the particular time. So it's a lot of fun. It reminds me of a lot of my childhood, I guess it is. I mean, I've always been what I would regard as being particularly patriotic. I've always been interested in history. I've always had fascination with the founding of our country and the 4th of July. And I will do tomorrow what I almost always do, is I will binge watch, you know, documentaries and programs. My daughter is of the age now, she's 8, and she's really into learning about the country. And we're going to watch, I've already started recording it. It's a great documentary series on History Channel called The Story of Us, America. And we're going to watch a little bit of that tomorrow, and she get an idea of how the country was founded. And as we usually will do, we'll talk about the pros and cons of it and what it all means. And by all means, we're not a perfect country, but we're still by far and away the best place in the world to live. I really believe that. If you disagree, then that's certainly your prerogative. I just can't imagine believing that there's somewhere better to live than this country, despite all of our flaws, despite all of our issues that we have today. At the end of the day, flawed or not, it's still the best place in the world to live. I know people like to rail on it, rip on it, but tell me, where would you rather live that offers you a better chance of freedom, a better chance of a better life? And I would argue and contend that that you're off base. I really would be. So if you feel so, be it. I feel sorry for you if that's how you feel. But I love this country. I love the history behind it. I think it's interesting, both flawed and not. I think it's interesting. And again, none of our founding fathers were all great people. They were all noble. But I think they're interesting. I do think they're interesting, complex, flawed maybe in a lot of ways, but I think it's interesting. 253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590, also via email at lyriclumberlive@gmail.com. Coming up on the show tomorrow night, we'll get into this, clear up. Ordinarily, we do a live show. We're going to do a pre-recorded show tomorrow. We're going to do some different interviews, and I think we're going to hear from Lamar Thomas, Kenny Walker. I think we're going to throw in some Mike DeCourcy interview. At least that's the plan anyway. Of course, a lot can change, but that's the plan. And then we're going to check out our Phil Steele interview, perhaps. We'll do all of that. And Zach, I know you're busy back in the studio. We're going to get all that put together nice and tidy so it's easy for you to follow. 253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590, also via email at lyriclumberlive@gmail.com. I know Leo was talking about this sitting in for Cruiser this week, but just the thoughts and feelings regarding fireworks. Are you tired of it? You know, when I was a kid, the fireworks were always on the 4th of July. And now it's seemingly rare that they're on the 4th of July. It's always like, well, it's on the 2nd and the 3rd. And there was going to be one on Friday night, and Saturday night got postponed to Sunday night. And those of you that maybe are traveling in a certain area, you know, you're probably heading home by the evening of the 4th of July. So it seems like most of the fireworks are going to be tonight. I'm watching them tomorrow night. I love fireworks. I think it's so much fun. I'm going to watch them tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it. 253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. No, I never get tired of fireworks. Where we live, there's a park. I live a little south of Lexington, and there's a park that every year does fireworks, and we can sit on our back porch. We can actually see it above the treetops, so we don't have to go anywhere. We just we sit back and relax and watch them on our back porch. And my wife threw some patriotic music on our phone and piped it through our Amazon speaker there, and we listened to it. It was so much fun. The beauty of it is my daughter's getting of the age now where she's interested. She understands and she asks questions, and you can have a conversation with her. And it's amazing how complex the questions she asks and she challenges positions. And I love it. I love it. I love history, and I love talking to her about it. Coming up on the show tonight, we've got Ben Roberts coming up at 6:35. We're going to talk a little bit about Jaren Williams' performance at the opening over the weekend. I think that wraps up Wednesday, I think. Yeah, he's played great. People are now asking, is he a top five quarterback now? Is he one of the top five quarterbacks in the country now? Don't you just get the feeling that Kentucky's landed themselves a quarterback that is probably going to be as good as anybody's got in the class? You sort of feel that way, don't you? I know. I was asked in studio here about, do I think Kentucky will keep him? Let me just put it to you this way. I'm not going to say that the kid's going to go back on his word. I think the way he's blowing up, though, Kentucky's going to have to really fight to hang on to this guy. Well, just think about it this way. Let's say, if you say you were a four-star basketball player and you're committed to Ole Miss. Okay, committed Ole Miss to play basketball for Andy Kennedy, and you blew up over the summer and suddenly became one of the 10 best players in America, and John Calipari kept calling you, reaching out to you, and trying to just working you over to get you on campus. Don't you think it'd be hard to resist? Well, why would it be any different for Jaren Williams and resisting, I don't know, Alabama or other schools? I think it's gonna be really hard. That doesn't mean he's gonna back out. That doesn't mean he won't end up in Lexington. I don't think it's as simple as it's over. You can forget about it. He's coming. I think Kentucky's gonna have to fight to hang on to this kid. They may do it. I'm not saying they're gonna lose him. And I have no doubt that he has every intention of staying true to his commitment. But when you're on the top five quarterbacks in America and Alabama calls, I think it wouldn't it be hard not to listen? Wouldn't it be hard not to just at least what they have to say? I mean, if they're telling you, listen, Jalen Hurts, you come in for 1 year and Jalen moves on or whatever, and the class you have coming in, you go win a national championship. You might win a Heisman. You could win a Heisman here. I think that'd be hard to resist, don't you think? I think it would. So we'll talk about that with Ben Roberts. We'll talk about that with Justin Rowland from Rivals.com and Cats Illustrated. I know Justin's going to chide me about this. I know he's going to say, Larry, come on. He's dialed in, and I know that's what he says, and I know I'm sure that's what he believes. I'm just saying, if you're a top five quarterback in Alabama, is pushing to get you on campus for a visit. How do you say no? 253-595 *590 from AT&T 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. We'll also take your text messages as well. We've got Scheller Automotive text line, 859-253-5959. This is from anonymous texter. And by the way, if you text, put your name on there so I can give you full credit. He says, Larry, best monologue ever, brother. Really? I've had some really good ones, so that's the best of all time. It's just, I just do. I know a lot of people like to rag on this country. It's become sort of in vogue to rag on this country. And it's not perfect. It's flawed. I don't disagree with that. It's not as if we don't have things in our country's past that stains, if you will, that aren't embarrassing. There's no erasing the stain of slavery. I get that. But there's no place in the world better than this country. No place in the world better than this country. That's because there's no place in the world that's better, that's got a perfect track record. You can go through every single country around the world, and find something in its past that was oppressive and ugly. Okay? Show me one country that doesn't have a dark stain of oppression or hatred or ugliness somewhere along the way. And we are flawed, there's no question about that, and we're fighting at each other every single day for what we believe. I think it can be better. I do. I think our country can be better. I said this morning on Jack's show that I feel in a lot of ways that we're a country that's kind of hung over, basically. The talent's still there. The principles are still there. That we're just living in this fog right now, and all we want to do is just sleep it off and wake up, on a sunny day and kind of get back to being good again. 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at lyriclover.live@gmail.com. Did you see where the Reds had more All-Stars than the Cubs? Can you believe that? I know a lot of our listeners are not huge baseball fans. That aside, though, the Reds have got more players on the All-Star game and All-Star team in the All-Star game than the Cubs do right now. Zach Cozart and Joey Votto, and the Cubs have one relief pitcher. Isn't that shocking? Of course, I think they've got a player or two. Chris Bryant, maybe Rizzo, he is. And, of course, players will drop out. So I have no doubt. By the time the game actually starts, I have no doubt that there will be more than one Cub and maybe even a couple of Cubs, because you know that six or seven players are going to drop out because of injuries. Mike Trout already has. It's going to happen. I guarantee it will happen. 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll hook up with Bobby, and we'll chat him up a little bit. Plus, we've got at 635, we've got Ben Roberts at 705, Justin Rowland. We'll get your calls and comments as we ease you into the week and our pre-4th of July program here on Larry Glover Live. Tonight's program brought to you by Jack Kane Ford, and our headlines presented by our friends at LA1. Check out the Diet LA1. All of the flavor, none of the calories. If you're looking to lose a few pounds, try Diet LA1. Pick it up at your local grocer today. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. All right, so welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live, 253-595-9, star 590 from AT&T. It's holiday eve here in these parts, 4th of July tomorrow. Lots of barbecuing. Lots of fireworks, maybe. Fireworks may be coming tonight. And those of you that have to work, our apologies. We feel sorry for that. But hopefully you had a good weekend to make up for it. Tell you about our friends over at United Structural Systems. Now, folks, if you are a homeowner, you got to protect that investment. That means that if you find something wrong with your home, whether it be a foundation or maybe like a structural issue, maybe a little bit of rain this weekend and some water got into your basement, you got to take care of that and protect that investment. United Structural Systems are the folks to call, because they'll come out, they'll take a look at your problem, they'll give you a free estimate, tell you exactly how they're going to fix it, and then they will fix it right. Their work is so good, they guarantee it, and they'll give you a warranty that you can transfer to a new owner should you ever want to sell your house. You can't beat it. It's United Structural Systems. Excuse me. Find them on the web, ifixfoundations.com. It's ifixfoundations.com. They are the people to call when there's an issue with your home. It's ifixfoundations.com. United Structural Systems. All right, to the phones we go. Bobby's first up. Bobby, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And Larry, your monologue was great. I couldn't agree with you more. This is the greatest form of greatest system of government on this planet, despite all our mistakes and failures. And hopefully, people will in the next 24 hours forget, you know, who is a Republican or a Democrat, who belongs to the Tea Party, Green Party, or Libertarian Party, and just celebrate on what this country was founded upon and the opportunities and the privileges that we have, you know, to call your show here to talk about sports or anything in general, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people forget that, you know, and, you know, it's been such a crazy world we live in. You know, people have been taking, you know, cheap shots at politicians, whether you're Republican or Democrat, and hopefully people would just come to their senses and say, hey, listen, let's forget, you know, all our differences in this, in the next 24 hours, 48 hours, just celebrate what this country was founded upon.
I hope so, Bobby. I'm not hopeful that's going to happen. I think there's just so much animus and divisiveness in our country today that I can't imagine they're going to just drop all of the rhetoric and the acrimony just because we're going to have a couple of burgers on a grill and shoot some fireworks off at night. I mean, honestly, I look back in my lifetime and 9/11 and the days after 9/11 were by far and away the most unified we've ever been in my lifetime. And how long did that last?
I hate to
think that it would take another 9/11 to get us all on the same page. I would hate to think that that's what it would take. But I mean, I'm not convinced that anything short of that would work and would do it. I just don't know that that would be the case. Unfortunate. Because I obviously hate to think about a tragedy like that where people lose their lives. But I think sometimes you have to, it may take a little bit of kind of rattling your cage a little bit to make you appreciate what you have if you feel like that you may be losing it or it may be threatened. So I don't know. The problem with it, Bobby, is there's factions on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to get along. That's the problem. Yeah, they don't want us to get along. The overwhelming majority of people on the left and right, I really believe this. And you could take the average people, the average maybe liberal and the average conservative, and I think they could find common ground. I think they would get along, so on and so forth. But there are people on both sides of the aisle that simply do not want us to get along, and they're going to fight tooth and nail the process of trying to find common ground. And unfortunately, I think that's the case.
Yeah, you're probably right. And, and people need to remember, we still got troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. And for the people out there that have served this country, I know Gabe is one of the callers that was in the service. Thank you so much, Gabe, if you're listening, for your service to this country.
We've got a lot of veterans. Yeah, veterans have been serving.
Yeah, for the people listening out there, if you're all armed forces, thank you so much for your sacrifice and service. Now, moving on to some sports, Larry, if it's okay.
Yeah.
The whole deal with Coach Cal with the New York Knicks, he denies anything was ever said or he contacted them. But so many sports sources and agencies commenting on that. Do you still think there was some substance to that?
Well, I mean, obviously the reporter heard it from somebody that he felt was reputable. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I think there probably was an inquiry. I think they probably said, you know what? I mean, I don't know if I'm interested, but it can't hurt to find out if they're interested, I mean, I think there probably was some overture made, maybe not directly at Cal's behest, but I think somebody that with connections with Cal probably at least made the phone call. I think that's probably true. I mean, it's hard to imagine that this reporter completely made it up or that somebody completely made it up.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that Cal, even if it were true, that doesn't mean Cal would have left, and that doesn't mean that he was interested in leaving.
Exactly.
I just think that you get to that level of success in a particular industry, and you always want to know what possibilities are out there and what challenges are out there. So do I think Cal reached out to him? I think obviously it would be indirectly if it did happen. I think there's probably was some overture made.
Okay. And my last question, Larry, with SEC football, the football season coming up, who do you think is the sleeper in the SEC this year? Do you think it is Kentucky or do you think it's somebody else? In your opinion, who is the sleeper in the SEC that we should probably watch out for?
It's hard for me to call Kentucky the sleeper until they beat Florida and Tennessee. Do I think Kentucky is capable of beating any of the teams in the East? Yes, I think they're capable of it. But there's a block, a mental block with Florida and Tennessee when it comes to Kentucky. And I think before I'm going to buy into the fact that they can get to Atlanta, they're going to have to prove to me that they can get past that mental block and beat Florida or Tennessee. And frankly, to get to Atlanta, they got to beat both. And they've only beaten Tennessee once in the last, 34 years? And Florida haven't beat them in 32 years. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but they're going to have to prove to me they can do it first. I mean, you think about that. That's what, 65, 66 games? That means they're like 1-64 against those two teams. And suddenly they got to beat them both in 1 year. I need to see it first.
Okay. Hey, Larry, my friend, thanks a lot. Have a great evening. Thank you, and happy 4th of July, buddy.
Hey, same to you, Bobby. I appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll chat up Ben Roberts from the Lexington Hair Leader next here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Keane Ford. Kevin Durant. just signed a two-year, $53 million deal. That's way less than the max deal he probably could have gotten. ESPN saying he's going to opt out of it next year anyway. So the super team in Oakland might not be together for very, very long. And by the way, Kevin Durant's going to make $3.5 million less than Paul Millsap. Let's sink in for a second. People are arguing that Kevin Durant might be the greatest player on the planet right now after the end of the finals where the Warriors won. And he's going to make $3.5 million less than Paul Millsap next year. Amazing. Folks, summertime's here. There's no better way to pass the time than to have dinner with your family and friends on the patio at Sutton's Restaurant. I cannot encourage you enough to head to Sutton's and try their amazing dining experience. The food is freshly prepared for you in the kitchen. It's not warmed up somewhere off-site and brought out and served as if it's fresh. It's actually made from scratch from the freshest ingredients. Some of it, by the way, from the owner Gordon's menu and his garden at his house. Whether it's their signature Italian dishes or amazing seafood that's flown in weekly, you're getting high quality at a great price. They have tons of lunch specials, all under $8. Monday nights, it's kids' free night. Wednesday, you can enjoy a great bottle of wine at half price. They also cater to groups and offices, and they deliver as well. But to truly enjoy Sutton's food, you need to experience the dining experience. Unbeatable service with the city's best dishes. And don't forget desserts. Nothing is better than the tiramisu milkshake outside playing a little bocce ball. Plus, Sutton's also going to be expanding their menu here in the next few days. Going to be adding things like volcano shrimp, fried ravioli, the Mediterranean mahi, shrimp scampi, pasta. Fantastic stuff. It's Sutton's Restaurant, located at the corner of Richmond Road and Manowar. If you go once, you'll go again because the food is simply that good at Sutton's Restaurant. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Ben Roberts from the Lexington Herald Leader joining us on the program. Ben, how are you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Doing fine. Who would you rather have on your team, Paul Millsap or Kevin Durant?
Well, I would rather have Kevin Durant, and I think if you add up those endorsement deals, he'll probably come out quite a bit ahead of Paul there after next season.
Still, though, I see reports of people signing, and I mean, guy, it's like there's some dude that signed with the Utah Jazz for like 2 years, like $47 million. I'm thinking, who the heck is that guy? I thought I followed basketball pretty closely. I've never even heard of the guy. It's like Jim Arnold. He signs a 2 year, 48. It's like, are you kidding me? It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing, though. But
there's some big numbers, yeah, for sure, this week.
And they also say that Durant may opt out after next year anyway. So the run with the Steph and Clay and the Splash Brothers, it may not last for much longer. They may have one more run at it and then time to break up and go your own ways and earn a little extra coin. Ben, talk to me about Jaren Williams' performance at the opening. It sounds like he's just killing it out there in Oregon. And if you're to believe what you read, he might find himself in elite company at the end of the week, maybe being projected as maybe a top three or four quarterback in America.
Yeah, I mean, he's already quietly kind of, raised his ranking with some of these other camps earlier this spring. He's up to a four-star ranking by actually all four major recruiting services now. I think when the year started or when the spring started, ESPN was the only service ranking him as a four-star. And, yeah, I mean, he started today over Trevor Lawrence, who's like the number one quarterback in the country on their team out there in the opening. Every day, it's just something new with him. I think 24/7 Sports of the QBs out there had him ranked number three overall coming into today's games, and it sounds like he, did just as well, if not better, today than he had the previous two. So, I think obviously Kentucky's coaches knew what he was capable of. He knew what he was capable of. His high school coaches, and now kind of nationally, they're starting to see what he can really do.
I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but I know he says he shut it down, but I liken it to an example of a four-star basketball recruit committed to Ole Miss. He blows up over the summer, and suddenly John Calipari's calling. Does he listen? Does he take a visit? I mean, does he reopen his recruitment? He says he's going to shut it down, that he's done. But if he keeps playing at this level and keeps rising the rankings and his star keeps rising into the sky, I think Kentucky's going to have to still fight to keep this kid. Am I off base there?
Well, I think the key with him is when he decommitted – a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, whenever it was, he already had the Alabama offer, the Florida offer, the Florida State offer, Tennessee, LSU. All these great schools had already offered him scholarships, and he visited a lot of those schools. And, I mean, you know, I don't know where else you're going to go above Alabama. I mean, unless there's some NFL draft change and they say you can come be a first-round pick right out of high school, which obviously isn't going to happen, there's really nowhere else higher you can go. So I think when he took those 3 weeks as a decommitment and, you know, he took some visits during that time, and actually before he decommitted, looked at those schools, talked to those coaches, and I think he just liked Kentucky. He liked the personnel there. He liked what he thought was going to be around him. And when he said that was his final decision a few weeks ago, I took that at face value from him.
He's going to be, I mean, if he's really as good as we're seeing here firsthand, both in the camps and also this opening, which is a big, big deal. If people aren't that familiar with it, it's a big deal. Blows up. Kentucky could be getting themselves really a special difference maker kind of player that's going to have his hands on the ball at some point 70, 80 times a game at a minimum.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like you said, the people who aren't familiar with the opening, I mean, this is the camp. This is the opening finals, the Elite 11 out there with the QBs. This is the big deal of the summer. And there's a lot of big deals when it comes to football camps in the summer. So the fact that he's performing the way he's performing against alongside the type of competition he's performing against, and against some of the best defensive players in the country. He's got a lot of the best offensive skill players around him. This is huge. And he is that type of kid. You know, there was a lot of buzz around Drew Barker and some other recent quarterbacks, but I don't know that there's been anything on this level, assuming he keeps this up throughout the rest of the camp and those rankings do change for the better for him. You'd have to go back a long ways to or at least a couple decades to find a quarterback coming to Kentucky that had as much hype as he's going to have.
Yeah, you're talking Tim Couch stuff if he's really as good as what we're seeing this week. I mean, that's heady company there. But, you know, if he's being projected as top two or three quarterback in America, I mean, you're talking about a five-star quarterback that Alabama wants, and you're going to get him.
Yeah. And the other point of that maybe doesn't get as much buzz is, you know, they're building up that offensive line. You know, last year you had some people saying it was maybe the best offensive line in the SEC, including some players who went against it and obviously went against a bunch of other SEC lines. And that's continuing. You're getting offensive skill players, both their running back, wide receiver, tight end, that are very highly touted. I mean, you put Jaren Williams in the middle of an offense like that with those kind of linemen in front of him and those kind of people around him, and with obviously his skill that he's going to be bringing in, and it might not take him long to adjust to the college game. So, I mean, you're talking about a real difference maker maybe very early on in his college career.
And, you know, if I mean, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but let's say that he's playing as a freshman. You've got a running back, Benny Snell, that could be carrying a load for you to make the job a little easier for you as well. I mean, nothing makes it easier for a young quarterback than if you get into a tight spot to just hand the ball off to a bowling ball that can plow through the line.
Yeah, and I mean, you got A.J. Rose, who UK fans are probably going to see a lot more of this season, who, you know, UK's coaches were really high on him and kind of knew he would take a little longer to come along than Benny would. So, you know, he's a guy that I think those coaches have very high expectations for. Obviously, they brought in Kobach in this most recent class. He was coming off a bad injury his senior year of high school, but, you know, having those two guys ahead of him will give him a little time to get adjusted and get acclimated. And you know, once he gets back up to speed, they're expecting big things from him too. And you know, like I said, the wide receivers, tight ends, I mean, he's going to have a whole lot of targets to throw the ball to.
I saw a picture online that Jaren had tweeted out about him and Blue Smith. I know people are anxious to get Blue in Blue, and I know that apparently Jaren is working on him, but Ohio State may be a pretty big obstacle to getting Blue Smith. Where does that recruitment stand? What's the latest on Smith's recruitment?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to come down to those two, and he's kind of been coy about when exactly he's going to make that decision. Last I heard, he was looking to make it before his season starts, or maybe even the night it starts, because he's obviously on the same team as UK commitment Alex Riegelsberger, and they're going to be on national television for their season opener in late August. And he was toying with maybe an ESPN type announcement that night. But yeah, I mean, always, you know, just the fact I think that Kentucky's in it this far at this point against Ohio State for an Ohio kid, and Ohio State really wants them. So, I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. Obviously, if they don't get them, it doesn't really mean a whole lot. But, yeah, I think they're right in it. And I think a lot of people will tell you that they might even be the leader over home state Ohio State for him. And then, you know, Jaron's also out there with Xavier Peters, linebacker who is up to four-star territory by pretty much every service. I think Rivals hadn't bumped him up yet, but I'm assuming they will sometime soon. And he's a guy who has Kentucky in his top 10. A lot of people think Kentucky is the leader for him, and you're talking Kentucky going up against the Floridas and Georgias. Alabama's offered Penn State, Southern Cal. So another Ohio guy that you know, these UK commitments are on, and the UK coaches are obviously on, and could pop sometime soon.
Ben, you and I have talked about this in the past, and I've always believed that the first step towards turning the corner is forcing other people, programs, to view you differently. Kentucky obviously got to a bowl game last year, and you know they've gone into Ohio and got Lynn Bowden. And here's a kid that some people say is, you know, the best player they've seen in Ohio in 25 years, better than Claret, better than Manningham, just top drawer talent. You've got a quarterback like Jaron Williams that's solidly in. They may be leading for a top flight wide receiver in Ohio against Ohio State. They went into Michigan. They got Marquand McCall, the best player in Michigan. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes you sort of sit up and say, "What is it? I mean, how are they doing this?" I mean, that's kind of sit up and take notice kind of stuff that when a school like Kentucky is really just sort of throwing punches now on the recruiting trail with big boys.
Yeah, and they also got DeAndre Square out of Michigan too.
Michigan State.
It's just a continuation, I think, of what really happened. Is as soon as Stoops and Merrow got here, is they decided they were going to go into Ohio, and you know they actually had the connections. You know, some former UK staff didn't have the type of connections that they have up there. They decided they would go up there, and then you know, basically within weeks of them being here, pretty much everybody in the Big Ten took notice. You saw some Big Ten coaches take some pretty thinly veiled shots at them and talk about why would you want to go there. And you know, for the first couple seasons, maybe they had a point. They weren't winning. They weren't moving a whole lot on the field in the right direction. It didn't look like. And then they start, you know, gradually improving. Then had that big season last season. A lot of people back, and they've kind of branched out even more up there. So yeah, I think it's I guess Kentucky football, we're always kind of surprised when you get a commitment like that or get a player of that caliber, but it's starting to become routine for these guys.
It really is. Vince Merrow tweeted this out 29 minutes ago. I want you to get sure you read the tea leaves here for me. It says, all it says is, "Don't underestimate the big dog!" Exclamation point. BBN, let's go. What does that mean? I mean, when you read that or hear that, what's it tell you? Another commitment's coming?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think Xavier Peters, and from what I've heard, he could be committing sometime soon, very, very soon. You know, nothing for sure, but certainly wouldn't be a surprise if he committed sometime this week. But, you know, obviously Blue Smith's getting a lot of attention right now with the opening going on, and Vince is obviously the main guy on him. And people forget that he went down there and met with Jaron Williams. I think he went with Henshaw, who was Williams' primary recruiter, but Vince kind of jumped into that recruitment too, and that was right around the time I think he recommitted. So he's known as the Ohio guy, but he does have his hand in a lot of recruitments and helps out in a lot of areas.
Let's face it, Vince is a pretty persuasive guy. I mean, it'd be hard to say no to him. And I think Lamar Thomas, too, he's a pretty persuasive guy, too. And Eddie Grant's killing it in South Florida. I mean, they've got three or four, I mean, maybe more than that, just top flight, really solid, undeniably great recruiters.
Well, across the board. I mean, you got Klingscale, was the point man on a couple of those guys in Michigan, and they're really trying to branch out up there with him. And, you know, John Schlarman, I think, gets overlooked a lot. A lot of those in-state recruits, especially the linemen, you go and talk to them, guys like Drake Jackson, Landon Young. I mean, even before they talk about Stoops, oftentimes they would talk about Schlarman and how important he was to their recruitments and how much they thought of him going forward. And then again, that offensive line has just come so far in the last two or three years, and they've really developed some guys who, again, these recruiters, these other assistants, and Schlarman too, will find these guys kind of diamond in the rough. They don't have the ranking, and then by the time they're here a couple years, or by the time they're out, a lot of these guys have very much outplayed that ranking. So yeah, I mean, they've definitely got the recruiters, and it seems like they got the coaches too.
Ben, appreciate it as always. Thanks. Always enjoy talking with you. It's Ben Roberts. You can read his work at Kentucky.com or pick up the newsprint at your local newsstand and his next Cats blog as well. Ben, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. All right, welcome back to our program. Hour number one, just about in the books. We're going to come back and talk with Justin Rowland, and we'll talk to him about the opening and Xavier Peters and Blue Smith and also Jaren Williams, too. All that and more coming up after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford here on 590 WVLK and 97.3 FM.